All right, Jerry Hamilton on Texas Football YouTube channel here today. Look, first three five-stars in one recruiting class I covered. Sloan Thomas, Roy Williams, B.J. Johnson. I guess, first of all, thanks for joining me. And I mean, that's a few years ago now. What are your first memories of Roy?
It was weird. Actually, first, it was weird. He wore big hip pads and a T-bone face mask. And he tried to cook Oreos on the stove. That was the first time I met Roy.
Roy, first memories of BJ?
Country. talk slower than me. Big calves. Big calves. Real big calves. Okay.
All right, BJ, what you got? First memories of Sloan?
Loud. Obnoxious.
That Houston personality.
Yeah, and a liar. like a trickster, right? Like I was trying to get you. And then Roy, hazel eyes. Like he's so dark with hazel eyes. I don't. Where's the hazel eyes coming from? Who produced that?
Ladies love it.
We didn't find out that it's probably junior college. He was working through eyes.
Like that ain't your real eyes. Oh, he got on glasses now. Okay, cool. We following.
So recruiting's changed so much now, right? It's all social media. All these guys talk all the time, right? They have text messages. They have all these group messages. Did you guys know who each other was before y'all's recruitments got serious? I mean, when did y'all learn, all right, Sloan's really highly ranked, Roy's really high ranked, BJ's really highly ranked? When did y'all learn about that, or did y'all study each other, or how much has it changed coming out of high school?
I mean, I would say we knew of each other, but – I can't remember how we got each other's number, but at some point in time, we were on the phone talking to each other. I can't really remember. Maybe Chance facilitated that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I just remember playing in the Texas-California All-Star game. Right. I think that's when we first met each other in person, because I'm out of Odessa, right? So I don't know nothing about Houston, and I don't know nothing about Dallas. And
we sure know nothing about Odessa.
Don't want to know either. Still don't. Now, we knew each other before then because I remember when we were committing, it was kind of like I think it was like the 20th, 22nd, and I think, Roy, were you the last one to commit?
I don't know.
Something like that. I think we committed like –
I think like Coach Brown locked me in the room and asked me.
How much more?
Joe.
Somebody seen the interview, obviously.
Right, obviously.
All right, so I gotta ask you guys, Mack Brown. Look, from my vantage point, best recruiter I've ever been around in my years, and I've met all these guys doing this nationally. What were your kind of your memories of Mack? Is there something that stood out about your recruitment with Mack?
Max was just one of the best people I've ever met. Forget coach, but he's just one of the best people I've ever met, most loyal people I've ever met. I remember whenever I committed, I decommitted because I went on my recruiting visit and I got a little pressure to commit, and I committed and then I decommitted. And I remember him reaching out to me just like, it's okay, I get it, I understand. Like he was just that, like a father figure person, but not over. He wasn't strong arm. He didn't put me in a room or anything like that.
So, Roy, what about you? I think you once gave a silent commitment to A&M before you picked Texas. If I remember, you were
no, I would have never done that ever. done that to A&M. A&M was my first official visit.
Yeah,
wasn't a good fit there. Nothing against them by no means. I like our Coach Slocum. And that seems like a long time ago. Anyway, Coach Brown, man, he had a great tactic, man. He had at Hawaii on the schedule, the first game of the year, right? I'm from Odessa. I ain't never been outside of Odessa, better yet, the state of Texas. I see on the schedule the first game is at Hawaii. Why not, right? So then he gets the number one class, and we substitute at Hawaii for Louisiana Monroe at home. So great, great, great recruiting tactic. Not saying that he did that, but it, you know, seemed a little fishy.
No, that literally was the reason I didn't go play in the All-Star game that was in Hawaii, because it was just for a weekend. And I was like, well, why go play there for a weekend when our first game is at Hawaii? And then it got switched. And then I still haven't been to Hawaii 20 years later. I still haven't been.
Crazy.
But Coach Brown, though, for me, though, he allowed me to do a silent commit my junior year, right? And so with him and Drake, and so it was kind of like just enjoy your senior year, enjoy the process. So it just allowed me to go on my visits, have fun, do whatever, right? Knowing that I already knew where I was actually going.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and you had Phil Fulmer chasing you, man. Who at the time, yeah. Tennessee was kind of on top of college football. Yeah, they right. just won a national mm-hmm. title, man. So
yeah.
I know that was I was at your signing day press conference. But talk about, you know, you guys' career at Texas, right? What I've always said about is interesting about recruiting is sometimes the guys that help build the national title team aren't the ones that are there. Peyton Manning. Obviously, the Tennessee won the national title the year after he graduated, right? But talk about y'all being part of building what happened to the University of Texas. Because y'all had great teams, obviously. But right after you guys leave, man, Matt gets over that mountaintop finally. I kind of talk about that. Part of building something special because Sark's doing that right now.
Yeah, I think that, you know, even the guys before us, you know, Kwame, Mike Adams, those teams – Ricky Williams and back in 98, breaking the record and all that stuff. So you can see that it was slowly getting there, right? And then we came in and kind of got it going a little bit, getting it a little bit further. And then, boom, you know, it happened. So but that's the thing about recruiting, man. And that's the thing about building that brotherhood and coming to the University of Texas and just balling out. That's it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, signing Sims, right?
Right.
Signing C-Red. I think the Sims was like a big splash and a headline, right? It kind of like perked our eyes up because, you know, you had a bona fide quarterback that's going to be there. Nothing against Major, knowing that Major was there, but it was just, hey, you know, you got somebody for the next 3-4 years that's going to be there. So I think that kind of helped with the process. And then, you know, just, you know, putting in the blood and sweat, right, to get it off the ground. You know, Coach Brown used to always reiterate that, you know, even though you guys didn't win it, you helped, you know, to facilitate that. And so, you know, you take pride in that, knowing that you helped bring a program back. Because a lot of guys want to go somewhere where the program's already gone.
Right.
Right. And we you know, had the cojones enough to say, well, you know, it ain't great, but we can make it great.
Yeah.
Kind of like the story. We pretty much, you got an explanation that's what we are. Because we ain't got a ring, so it's like, but we were the group.
Yeah.
We got
a holiday bowl.
We got a holiday bowl.
We love San Diego, baby.
Zoo, I tell you what.
But if you reflect back on your time, because I know people ask you all the time, what's y'all's lasting memory about being Texas Longhorn players?
I would say a brotherhood. I mean, there's so many guys, and Roy touched on this yesterday at our football camp, but there's so many guys that we've all played with that, you know, have all said something to us that, man, I wish I went to a school like you guys did because of the way you guys still come back together even 20 years later,
yeah.
Right? And just to have our golf tournament today and to see the guys that come back and some of the older guys and try to mix them with the younger guys, I just think it really is a brotherhood. And Coach Brown and the guys at that time for us, they really pushed that family, you know, atmosphere on us, and, you know, and it's lasted to this day for us.
Yeah, mine would be the games, man. Like running out of that tunnel, you know, and just that screaming crowd and just putting on the show, man. Just scoring touchdowns and just watching, you know. Now I've ran into people that, man, I was 13 years old when, you know, when you scored at such and such, and it makes me feel old.
Right? You are old.
You know? But, you are, man, it's just, to me, that was what I just remember, the games, you know, even the Red River shootouts, even though we were 0-4, you know, but that's.
He was 0-4.
I don't. What you were?
I wasn't there.
Okay. So, exactly. You know, there's no greater atmosphere in college football than that burnt orange on this side and that other color on the other. So,
whatever. Yeah, mine would be in A&M games. I mean, practice was fun. Practice was competitive. I remember how competitive practice. Our defensive backs were good. It was a ruin your day type of day. Like, we used to get after it at practice. I miss those practices. That's the most competitive sport I've ever played was going to practice.
Yeah, I speaking on that, in our senior year, our junior year, orange and white game, I scored on the first play on Jam, right, on Quentin Jammer. Yeah. 80-yard touchdown, right, on the glass, pow, untouched, win scored. I didn't get off the line of scrimmage the rest of the day, right? So I think
Quentin got those big pops.
Off, and that was game over. So that was the competitiveness that we were talking about.
Yeah. Hey, so, okay, Rod Babers is one of the guys on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a Rod Babers story, man, because Rod always gives stories about going against you guys. It was something y'all remember about Rod.
I think we just always hated going against Rod because his arms were so long.
Man.
So you had to, just like Jam, right, you had to fight at the line because his arms was just long, and you know he had the recovery, but you knew he was not going to pick it, right?
He couldn't catch a cold, right?
Like, he was not going to pick it. So when he did catch a pick in the game, everybody is rooting and rating, right? Because, oh, he caught it.
Even he's surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't know what to do. He stopped him right out of bounds.
He was patient, though. He was real patient. It's not an arms, but he was patient. So, and he had to catch up speed, too. So Rob was probably one of the hardest corners ever.
Yeah, I think just his smile, right? That smile of like he just D'd you up, and but he's still gonna tell you, "Hey, man, that was a great rap."
Right.
But if you try, man, you can't teach me how to be receiver. Shit, I'm trying to beat you.
Yeah.
But man, just his smile on his face, and just his competitiveness, you know, and being with him with the Detroit Lions, you know, that was pretty cool too.
So years removed from being in Texas, but lifetime Longhorns. What do y'all see from Texas now that you guys like? Obviously, Sark's got this thing turned around, right? Got in the college football playoff last year, now headed to the big bad SEC, right? What do you guys like that y'all are seeing now? Because y'all got kids, man, so y'all looking at it from father perspective, a different perspective these days as fans.
Man, for me, I'm a realist, right?
Yep.
I always believe that the Longhorns are the Cowboys of college football, right? This is our year, right? And we don't ever get there, right? 7 wins, 8 wins. So last year, how many wins we had last year? 11, right. 12, or whatever it was. It was great. What are we going to do now? You know, what do you do from that? You can't go backwards, right? So the next thing to do is to win it. So that's what I hope that they do. And if they do that, I think the dynasty, don't want to quite use that word, but that tradition is back and head in the right direction.
Yeah, I think it's good to see the kids are coming back to – 4 and 5-star recruits, you know, they're not going to Baylor, right? They're not going to TCU, right? And so when you had that little that period where that we were losing all the good quarterbacks, right? There were so many good Texas quarterbacks right. That came out of the state that we could have had that we never had, right? And college football is predicated on how your quarterback goes. And so just to be able to be back in the hunt now to get those kind of players and being in the SEC, I think is obviously helping that, right? Knowing that you're going to be in one of the most competitive conferences in the country. So getting the right players, man, and turning that program around is definitely a good thing.
I like that we're winning again. That's exciting. But I would never compare the Cowboys.
Wrong, for sure.
The Cowboys, they won so long.
Been 19 years since we won.
It's been a while.
The 19 was led against those Cowboys. One playoff game.
25, 26?
I don't know. I was in middle school.
One last question, then we'll want to talk about why we're here today. When you started your recruiting process, I'm not asking for the funny stories, maybe from them, they owe us one. Who was your team when you started the process? Who did you grow up loving?
Florida State.
Florida State. That's a name. Rod Babers. That's the answer. A lot of guys.
Florida State, right? Peter Boyer. That's who I wanted to be. Yeah, that's what I wanted to be. And then here goes another story. Then my mom.
Wait, think about it.
We're good.
Okay.
So then I just wanted to meet Bobby Bowden.
Yep.
And Bobby Bowden came to the house. And there was a black Jesus up on the wall. And he looked up at the wall. And he looked at me and my family. And looked back at the wall. Looked back. And he said, "Y'all Baptist?" And my mom was like, "Yeah." Like, okay, I'm Southern Baptist. And then my mom, when he left, she's like, "I don't like him." All because of that one comment.
Mm.
I don't know what it was, but my mom wasn't feeling them, so it was like, "Well, guess I ain't going to Florida State."
That's mom, if mom's not on board, you're not going there. I've worked in this business a long time.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah.
All right, Roy, what you got? I mean, Texas Tech, right?
Yeah, I was Texas Tech because my brother went there.
Yep.
But once I got into my own recruiting process, it was Florida State myself.
Yeah.
They were just the bad boys, right? It was just that tomahawk, that chant, the colors that they play at night, and watching them play Miami, watching them play Florida. It was like, man, that's nice right there, right? And but A&M, I went to A&M on my first official visit, like I said, and they messed it up for everything because I had A&M, Tennessee, Florida State, Michigan, and UCLA and Texas. I just narrowed it down to five. And A&M messed it up for everybody, and I just said, forget it, I'm done. I just want to go to Texas. That's it.
We were on the same visit. It was a terrible visit. It was a really bad visit. They really messed up on that visit.
No to A&M. Do better on your visit.
And I love Slocum. Slocum was great. It was terrible. Mine was Florida State, but also I loved Florida. Like Danny Warfel, those guys, and all those receivers they had at that time. Who all was it? Yeah, that was my Florida State.
And see, and that's amazing, like how, and I say this all the time, like your age of influence is like 10, 12, 13 years old, right? Mm-hmm. When you kind of fixate with a team or player or rivalry. And when you guys were growing up, it was Florida State, and Miami. They owned mm-hmm. college football. The state of Florida owned it.
Right.
And FSU had all the award winners. Like you said, Peter Ward.
Yeah.
Watching him return punts was unbelievable.
Because like in the early 90s when we were younger, right, like watching Mike Adams, right, like our big brother watching him play. Right, but then, like you say, like when you start moving into 96, 97, 98, and you're seeing Peter Ward, you're seeing Michael Vick, right, you're really seeing the ACC is, like, coming alive, and you're seeing some really hype games. Like you said, Florida State, Miami, that rivalry every year. So, yeah, that's what you kind of gravitated towards. It wasn't for Tennessee until I went to Tennessee and actually saw Tennessee live play against Notre Dame. It was like, wow, there's 107,000 people in here. And it was just crazy. So it was like, man, I could do this. Like, I wasn't scared of that at all. And so, yeah, Tennessee, Philip Fulmer, that crew that they had, it was very close.
Yeah. Notre Dame, I remember Notre Dame called me, and they told me that they had a curfew at 11 o'clock. I said, a curfew? I said, y'all can take me off the list. And Michigan called. And I said, man, I love watching y'all on TV. Y'all got the big house, and I love the uniforms. Charles Woodson, blah, blah. I said, does it snow there? You know, I'm from Odessa. I have no clue what's going on. I said, does it snow there? I'm like, yeah, it snows. You can take me off the list.
This is all working out for Matt before you ever knew it.
Absolutely.
So, Sloan, who was it? Who else came after you really hard in recruiting?
Well, A&M for sure. And it was easy for me because it was close to Houston. So right. It was like an hour away. So I used to go to all their games also because it was like they always have those visits where you just come and watch a game or whatever. I'd go watch it play in Nebraska. And I never forget that time I went and they beat Texas the night after the bonfire. And R.C. Slocum tried to get up those stands to come get me. And I'm like, no, my mom's like, we're leaving. She did not want to go to A&M. So we left there. But, you know, kind of same thing, Notre Dame. But Notre Dame told me it didn't snow there. It was weird. And I wasn't going to snow either. I was not going cold. There was not a chance. And I think that kind of got out there, too, that I wasn't going where it was cold, but I talked about it so much.
we're not going to ask for your craziest recruiting stories. I think BJ covered everything earlier in the week.
I still got more.
I know you do. We're going to have you on again. We'll talk to
you. Make sure we all.
But talk about why we're here today. What brought all you guys together today. I think it's – look, I cover Cole's recruitment. I went to Shreveport Evangel. So, you know, it's so awesome what you guys do. You guys have kept going. Talk about why we're here today.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're here, you know, celebrating the 15th annual Cole Pittman Golf Tournament. And, you know, Cole, you know, was a year older than us, and it was our freshman year going into spring ball, right? And I can, me personally, remember we were in math class that Friday. And I remember him telling me, you know, that he was going to hit me up when he gets back because we were getting ready to start spring ball. And so just to remember coming back as a, you know, what, 18, 19-year-old, and, you know, you losing a friend at such a young age, it sticks with you, right? And so just remember coming into the, you know, the team meeting room and everybody's crying and you're trying to figure out why everybody's crying and what's going on. And so just to go through that, man, and then, you know, 15 years later, well, actually it's been longer than that, but this is 15 years doing the tournament. But just to keep his memory alive, seeing Mr. Pittman, if something was to ever happen to us, we would hope that everybody would keep celebrating and remember us, right? And so that's kind of what we do this for, is to remember Cole. And then, you know, along the way, we've lost other guys, right? And so it's now becoming more about fellowship and just, you know, enjoying each other's time and enjoying each other's time on this earth. We don't have that, you know, that long time, right? And so just being able to fellowship and remember everybody, remember Cole, and have some of those stories, you know, behind the camera that people can't hear and talk about. So that's what it is for me.
Yeah, I just remember the team meeting as well. I wasn't very close to Cole, but we were you know, when we did speak to each other, it was, you know, we were teammates, and I didn't have nothing wrong with him, and he didn't have nothing wrong with me, but we just, you know, we're on opposite sides of the spectrum. But I do remember the team meeting and, you know, not believing what Coach Brown was telling us because he was just there before we went on the break, right? And then you're sitting down and he's not there, you know, and it kind of makes you – I don't know about them. I drove home, you know, when it was time for me to go home, and I always thought about – you know, hey, man, I can't fall asleep. I can't, you know, I got to be careful on the road because Coach Brown wants us to be careful on this road. So, you know, it has made me a better driver, put it that way. And I'm trying to instill that in my child as well, with him trying to drive as well, because I can only imagine what Mr. Pittman goes through and Ms. Pittman losing a child, you know, and I don't want that to happen to anybody, but especially my own.
Yeah, for me, it was more of a, you know, there's very few people that can touch your life the way that Cole touched me at a young age, because of the fact that the relationship he had with his dad, you know, and they showed it. Like, and again, I've only barely been with him a semester, but you saw it. Like, you know, he was just the love that he had, and he was never afraid to say, I love you to me. Like, and I'm like, well, you know what I mean? It was new to me.
It's crazy. Like, when I was at Evangel, you saw him get Cole a big bear hug and kiss him on the cheek.
Right, mm-hmm. And they're big people too. Yes. And it's just like this big, manly, strong. Like, I'm like, okay. So for me, it was real hard because it was. I've never had anyone pass that I knew or cared about really in that time. And you know, and then to see someone that was our age, it easily could have been any of us, right? But it changed my life forever because there's not a time that, you know, we hug. We when we see each other, we make sure that we check on each other whenever they're leaving because it's like. We just don't know.
Yeah.
Right. So I appreciate my time more with them more than I mean, I guarantee I would not be the person I am for that. So I appreciate them even more and all my longer family.
Well, guys, I know I speak for all Texas fans. Thank you for what you do here every year and for all the memories you guys gave to all the Texas fans. Look, I put the photo out of three of you guys today.
Yeah.
And obviously that Texas fans all talk about all the memories. They said they all – by the way, the fans said, y'all look like y'all can score a touchdown right now, man. What's the secret? Shit. What's going on here?
We look like it. We feel like it.
No, you got one play. Everybody's got one
play. Me and him got boys in college, so he ain't staying in shape, but I'm staying in shape, so I got to beat mine up. He going to have to beat his up.
The biggest thing you're going to take out of today is I've never seen in my life Roy Williams read a book. If he tried to read his book, he's going to pay you more for 30 minutes.
I can still score from the 20 in. I can still go with from 20 in. And while we're speaking about it, you know, let's talk about golf, right? That's why we're out here today, too.
Yes.
You know, these two guys right here are my good friends, and just want to put it out there.
Don't believe everything you hear.
That, you know, three years ago we played in Dallas, and the bet was whoever wins.
We really
the other two, excuse me, I'm talking. Do I have to lock you in? Do I have to lock you in the room?
Don't do it. You get what you want out of
them. The losers have to go to the winner's hometown and play a round of golf. Let's just say they haven't been to Odessa.
So, somebody said they're never going to Odessa.
Yeah. Odessa, like really, like we all play. Like,
nothing interesting in Odessa. Nothing.
Besides a world class long jumper one time.
Yeah,
exactly. 25 years ago.
25 years ago. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And we hope to have you guys on again on Texas.
We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.